cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe. Cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe.
Dweller Talk with the freaker from your speaker, Go-Go McSprinkles.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Dweller Talk podcast, where we talk about all things Keller Williams and his music. Alrighty, guys. So it's been kind of a long time since I did a podcast. So my family and I picked up and moved to another house on the other end of town. So it's been a little crazy for me the last couple months, buying a new house and selling the old house. That's a whole new level of grown-up responsibility that I wasn't ready for. So here we are on the other side of it, and I have my own little room now, my little go-go room, and I got my little shrine to Keller going on, working on putting up some posters and eventually getting furniture in here. Right now it's just a desk and my record player stand thingy. We'll get there. And a bookshelf, My Little Pony bookshelf. Anyway, so that's kind of why I've been on hiatus. My computer and stuff was packaged away for a while, and then it took a while to unpackage everything and get back to it. So here I am now. So this episode for today is a first of its kind. I decided to do a roundtable discussion about the album Grit that came out in February. And I think it went really well. I think I'm going to do this for other albums, past, present, and future, maybe. We'll see. But we all took turns talking about each song from Grit, and I put in a little clip of each song. But it was a very lengthy discussion. I think the original audio was like an hour and a half or an hour and 40 minutes or something. And I chopped it down to about 55. So I think that's not too bad. Please enjoy this roundtable discussion we had about the album Grit. I'd recommend, if you haven't listened to it yet, drop everything, turn off this podcast and go do that right now. Because A, it's awesome. And B, because you'll understand more of the conversation. So go do that. And please enjoy.
Are you really recording already?
Yes, I am. I don't know if this is going to work. I should specify that first. I've never tried it while streaming. So it could end and we all log out and my recording comes up empty. I apologize if I just wasted your time in advance.
Oh, no worries.
I figured it'll still be a good conversation. It just won't be recorded. Oh my God, Amy.
What?
I think I told you this. The last 10 minutes of your episode that we just recorded,
yeah,
it didn't record. So,
oh, when we got all like heartfelt.
Yes. Aww. I'm like, well, like, maybe we weren't supposed to share that moment with everyone.
I guess not. That's between you and me.
Yeah.
Aww.
So it has been known to not record correctly.
That's all right. It's all good. Had a good time.
Yes, exactly. We're having fun.
Yes.
All right, so I think we're going to go in alphabetical order here, according to the list. Like, I'll go first, and then it'll be Amy, Dexter, Johnny, and Matt and Terry.
She found the pyramid with a third eye so she could see. She can look like a fool.
It seemed, I feel like mean to say it, but not that it's too much. It's just I'm not always in the mood for that level of twang. I like the lyrics. I think the song is great. I'm just not sure I like it from the twangy aspect. What do you think, Amy?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think it's totally different from what he sings live. Obviously, mm-hmm. He doesn't have a whatever. What is that? What is that, a dobro that Jay Starling is playing with him or what?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I have no idea. It is a dobro?
Mm-hmm. I think it is. Okay. And it is, it's Jay Starling playing with him. And it adds a whole different feel to the sound of that mm-hmm. song with him playing that. With that being said, I love me a good dobro and I love bluegrass. And when Keller gets into bluegrassy stuff, it makes me very happy and my heart like just enlightens. The thing about this version, and I've already posted it on Facebook, but he does not do the peat and repeat at the end. And I sing it every single time I hear it. And then at the end of the song, he says, yep. Like he knew we were all going to sing it and he didn't. And he knew it and said, yep.
I'm going to have to listen for that. That's really funny.
Oh my God. Every time. And then I laugh every single time because it's almost like, yep, I knew you guys were going to sing it. I didn't, but you did.
I got you, Amy Culligan.
That's exactly it. It's so great, though. I really like it. I like it a lot.
All right. Dexter, what about you?
In the song, I don't know if anybody else catches it, but there's certain parts of it where I keep hearing, feel like he's going to say the line, I can't tell you, honey, what your mama does for money. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about. I've had that thought.
The looking like a fool with your pants on the ground line. Mm-hmm. I can almost guarantee he took that line from a hip hop song that was written by a guy that was trying out for, I think it was American Idol. I posted the video on the Discord the other day.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually get to listen to it, but I did see that you posted it.
That's really freaking funny, by the way.
I thought so, too. I mean, it's a genius line, and somebody should use it.
What was that from, Dex?
It was just, I think I posted it in the general chat. It was looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember what it was from, though. Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Yeah, I
want to say it was American Idol or America's Got Talent, one of those shows.
Yeah, I think it was like a meme too.
It may have been even. The first time I heard the song live, I was like, this isn't a new song. I know that line.
Yes, it was on American Idol.
Was it American Idol?
Yeah.
But I experienced that a couple of times with this album where I felt like I had heard these songs before.
Mm-hmm. The song by Larry Platt.
Yes.
Platt.
That's all pretty much my input for Ocular Invalid. It's a good song. I enjoy the song. It's fun.
Johnny, you're next. What did you think about the first song?
I really enjoyed it. I thought the beginning of the was it was definitely full, like a he used a lot of different instruments and different people in the album, which was like a treat. So tuned in to the album itself, I knew it was going to be awesome. He definitely has it full with like a lot of good catchy lyrics and a lot of different instruments I believe he's never even used before that I've caught on other albums. So I definitely enjoyed it.
Nice. Alrighty, Matt and Terry, what about you guys? Oh no, we lost them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, poop.
He probably tried to unmute himself, and he exited the system.
Oh, there he is.
Unmute, Matt.
We have faith in you, Matt.
There we go.
Yay.
Oh, there he is.
Yay.
Good job. You're getting better at this.
Not really. So lucky. I just hit buttons until something happens.
You're figuring it out. That's what you're doing. All right. So... What were your thoughts?
That one isn't my favorite on the album by any means. Obviously Eat, Drink, Sleep, Dream, Repeat, pretty cool. That's, you know, bumper sticker material there. But other than that, yeah, a little twangy for me, for my liking also, kind of. And I do like bluegrass. It's more of the, but that definitely leans towards country, I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alrighty, so...
And I also think Terry hid the fucking weed. So I need to go that. Another thing to think about that.
So mean. Well, I hope you find it.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're going to move on to Creepy Laugh. This is my second favorite song on the album. My favorite is Hedges, which I'll rant about later. But this one, it feels like a comfortable shoe. Like, I slide right into that song, and I feel like I know that song. I feel like it's part of quintessential Keller. And even though it's not very catchy, like, I was thinking, I'd love to hear it live, but I probably wouldn't recognize it if I did even hear it live. Like, I don't have the hang of the melody yet. Yeah. So that's the one thing I don't really like about it. I haven't really identified when it is creepily laugh. Like, I'm like, oh, it's, you know, mantra. Ooh, it's, you know, mental instra. But it's like, I haven't gotten that click yet. So it's still missing for me. But I absolutely love the song. All right, Amy, what about you?
Like it. I like it a lot. It's definitely more like what we would hear Keller do at a show, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all like his type of, like, there's, I don't hear anybody else on it but just him, you know. So that's what I've noticed. I think it's funny he called it creepy laugh. Yeah, because it doesn't seem very creepy of a laugh, but I don't know, maybe he had a funny look on his face. I don't know.
I could see him thinking it's creepy, but we wouldn't think it's creepy. It's funny.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. So I like it. I like them all, but that's really all to say about that. I like the instrumental part of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right, Dexter, how about you?
It definitely does feel like some quintessential Keller. I think you said it perfect when it doesn't really have that hook in it that lets you know, okay, I'm listening to Creepy Laugh right now.
Yeah.
But right. Again, that might have something to do with it being as new as it is. But mm-hmm. it is, like Amy said, something that we would hear him just like starting to jam when we're watching him live that he's doing between songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I could also picture him up there playing that with Bela Fleck picking away on a banjo at the same time. I mean, there's that feels like it leaves so much open to have other people come in and play with. I don't know.
That's a good point.
I could be wrong there.
No, I think, I mean, even if it wasn't intentional on his part, that sounds like it possibly could happen in the future. And I think if it does happen, that would be amazing. So there's potential for this song. I see what you're saying. Nice.
I think we would know he's playing it if he does a creepy laugh.
That's true. Because he doesn't usually voluntarily laugh in the songs.
Exactly. Right. If he just has a creepy laugh, goes, and we know it's that. We're like, hey, it's creepy laugh.
It's creepy laugh.
I love it when we catch him giggling or something, because you know it's for real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the best. Oh. Alrighty, Johnny. How about you?
I thought it was actually pretty awesome. I could tell he had a lot of fun with that theme, because, like you guys were saying, Amy, it's something he would do in like a bridge of a set list or something, like second set, like maybe an opener or something like that. Where it's not really noticeable, but he could throw it in there after, say, Cadillac or one of his more, you know, popular songs that we all know, that it could just be a good filler for a live show.
That's true. I could see him opening with this. Like, easing on into it. And it would be half the song before we notice it's creepy laugh.
and then he pops out of the woodwork.
Yeah. Like he do.
Love it.
All right, Matt and Terry, did you have anything to say about this song?
Not really. I've only listened to it 5 times. We were kind of busy a few of the times, so I didn't even realize that was the name of this song. So I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I do like lyrics. So, you know, I'll throw that out there. And also, hi, Johnny. I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt. How's it going, man?
Good. Me too. Nice to meet you. Anyway, that's all I got on Creepy Laugh.
Okay.
Okay.
Warranting.
Yep.
What's it doing? Okay, warranty. Damn, that was good.
Before we get started, if anybody says one bad word about this song, I will fight you.
Nice disclaimer. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll tread lightly, good sir.
Okay.
So I really like the song. I don't feel like the piano entirely fits in. I feel in that middle part where it's a piano interlude, I feel like it's a little disjointed. But I do like when he's talking about the key fob that makes the car alarm, and the piano makes a little car alarm sound. It's like ding, 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 ding. I thought that was just super cute. All right, Amy.
I never noticed that key fob sound, but I do love a lot of these lyrics, like the wedding rings that they got from the hippie in Key West, 3 for $10. Like, that's so like Keller-ish. And about the bike that he bought on the side of the road that spews fuel when it runs and when it doesn't. And then the truck key fob, that's like the best. The one with the fob that has the alarm that you push when you forgot where you parked your car. it's so Keller. And the words, the first time when he put this out, as like, you know, the, hey, look at this new song I have. I was like so impressed with the words about all this stuff, like everything he touches is bad, but then he touches, and this, I'm guessing he wrote it for Emily, because like totally for Emily. And like, you know, when I touch you, you still work, like no matter what. So can I extend my warranty? I just thought, oh my God, that is like amazing. Like the words are so amazing. It's so Keller. I love it. I love it. Love it.
Awesome.
That's all I have to say.
Dexter, your turn.
Amy pretty much hit on everything that I would say about this song. I mean, this is one of those songs that gives my existence validation because everything I touch breaks. And then it's got to be a song for Emily. It's another Emily tribute song. I could see it fitting so well with Dear Emily. You know, it's a beautiful song, and he knocked it out of the park again.
Yep. Oh, definitely. All right, Johnny, your turn.
I would say the same thing. He definitely took it out of the park with that. I would say that's probably like the second or third hit on that album. I could see a lot of people getting down and singing along with that song. Couple months down the road for sure. And again, I think it definitely feels full for the whole album. He's adding more instruments and looping more vocals and things like that. It just really brings the album together in a very touching way.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Matt and Terry, we already know how you feel.
This is by far leaps and bounds my favorite. I picture a lot of different things when I hear this song, and the first one being the first time he played it for Emily. Like, what do you think of this one, hon? And then, fireworks afterwards, you know, tears and tears, and then come on, honey, you know, kind of thing. So I think of that, and then I think, like Johnny just said, this is the one that I'll be like, all right, move over, fuckers. This, I'm coming up for this one. And just singing along, you know, big time with that. And my first, you know, a couple of shrooms on that song. Oh man, just vibing back and forth, just closing my eyes, soaking it in. Oh, I can't fucking wait. So that will be, you know, that's going to be like my number one request for quite a while. I feel I just fucking can't say enough good things about that song. I love it.
Nice. Yeah, apparently I'm impressed. Awesome. All right, guys, what's next?
The worst it ever was. Why does it keep okay? For those of you who haven't really listened to this, oh my gosh, you're in for a treat. It's really fucking funny. I love it.
The hell out of the ground. just like practicing in case the world ends up on a slab. I hadn't called anything but a bus. I know damn well that it's because I maybe Slim Jims, or maybe it's I'm the worst fisherman that ever was. I'm the worst fisherman that ever was.
I really like the song. I think it's a really solid jam. I really like all of the instruments in it. I think it feels like it has potential to be like Keller and the Keels song. I think it'd be really awesome if they all, like, I could feel them in the song, I guess. I just don't know. I'm not always in the mood for twangy, like I said in the other one. It's like, if I put this on shuffle and like this comes on right after Creepy Laugh when I'm grooving and, you know, jiving, like it's kind of like a jolt. It's like, oh, like it snaps me out of my like Keller Love coma. So, yeah. So like, it's not that I don't like the song. It's just that like, I don't, it's not always what I'm going for. What about you, Amy?
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if you're not ready for that kind of music after a Creepy Laugh or a freaking Hedges or something, it's like, whoa, totally different. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say, this song has grown on me since the first time I heard it. And I keep listening over and over because there's certain words that I cannot understand in this song.
Oh.
But yeah, I can't, some of the stuff I can't understand what he's saying. And I think it's because the banjo and the other stuff is so much louder than him. Like there was something with the recording, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But
He did it on purpose.
I don't. Maybe he did. You know, like if there was a, like a an area you can click lyrics, I would be so excited because then I could sing the whole song. But I have a thing with lyrics. I have to be able to like understand what he's saying and to sing it right. And you know, and it's hard to hear everything that he's saying. Like one part, the part that I really like is, you know, the chorus where he's like, you know, he's like, I just like practicing in case the world ends up on a slant. And he never caught anything but a buzz. He knows damn well that it's because. And then he says, I made Slim Jim. Is Slim Jim like a type of a lure or something? I'm not sure. Or it's because I'm the worst fisherman that ever was. And it's like, I want to know what that's that what he's saying, but I cannot figure it out for the life of me. And it's driving me fucking batty. But
I couldn't figure it out either. Yeah.
Well, all I know is he's saying something about a Slim Jim. I thought, well, maybe it's because he eats Slim Jims or he's using Slim Jims or something. And that's why he can't catch a damn fish. But but it's really funny. He talks about this little pond in Georgia, about the Georgia's mystical catfish. And all this and the saltwater fish that are taking his bait that he bought for a fee and he gets nothing for it. You know, I think it's just
I said for free.
He bought for a fee. He bought the bait, but they're eating his fucking food. It's great. Oh my god! Like there's something about his lyrics that are just so freaking funny. It cracks me up every time I hear it, and I'm still trying to figure out all of the specific words, but it's really hard for me to discern with all the other music going on. But I really like this. I think it's pretty damn funny that he wrote a song about how bad the fish is. And he's friends with Larry Keel, who's like awesome.
Yeah. I know when you said that in the Discord chat, I was like, he wrote a song about being a bad fisherman? And you're like, yeah. And then this song, and I was like, I went and listened to it. I'm like, okay, I've heard this song several times, but I didn't absorb any of the lyrics. I don't know. I get into the music and by the end of the song, I'm into it. And it's like, I don't pay any attention to the lyrics in that specific song. So I'm wondering, maybe they turned down, I don't know if they can, but like, you know, like made him quieter so that the lyrics were harder to understand. I don't know. But when you mentioned that, I'm like, huh, that's interesting.
The ones I can catch though, it's really freaking funny.
Yeah.
You know, he talks about the, you know, how he breaks his fishing line all the time. It's just, it's a great song. I wish I knew all the lyrics. I just can't, I can't get them all in my head. I'm like, what is he saying right there? I finally figured out that, you know, he wants to practice in case the world ends up. And I didn't know what he said at first for a while. And I listened to it so much. I'm finally figured out. He says, if the world ends up on a slant where he ends up in the water. So
I thought it said slab.
I did at first too. And then I listened. I'm like, wait a minute. He's saying it, if the world ends up on a slant, so he'll be able to catch fish. I don't know. It's kind of cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I could see that. Is my guy recording? Hold on a second. Okay. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Dexter, your thoughts?
I think that this song best embodies the title of the album. This is the grittiest song on the album. It's an awesome song. Another one that gives me validation because I can't fish for the life of me. And like you said, it's a perfect song for him to do with the Keels.
Mm-hmm.
It's that down home gritty. And I think that might be why it's a little hard to hear the vocals at times, because of the grit to it, you know.
Yeah, I think we're on to something here. Interesting.
It is almost like the flagship song for the album in my eyes.
I could see that. I think in my mind it's tied with Warranty, but I can see it. This is newer, so I think it seems more appealing in that regard. Like, we've heard Warranty already.
Warranty is more beautiful, whereas this is, as the title says, gritty.
Yeah, that's a good point. Alrighty, Matt and Terry, how about you?
I like it. I like the lyrics, and this is the opposite of Warranty for me. I'll be in the way back spinning in circles for this one. playing with King, and I see what you guys are saying now that you mentioned it about having playing this with some help. You know, it would be a little tough to pull off alone, but we'll see if he tries. I hope so. I wonder though when we see him at Gooch and you guys and Duck and what have you, how much of this new album he's going to be playing.
I'm curious to see too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I hope a lot, because it'd be pretty awesome to jam to this in person.
I'm going to try to sing in person, but I don't know half the lyrics. Like, what are you saying, Keller? What are those lyrics, dude? I'm ready to email Emily and be like, can you please have him email me these words? Because I'm having a really hard time understanding what he's saying. And
we'll put the crew on it. Have you mentioned that on Discord? Somebody knows what he's saying.
I did email Emily about Duck, and I mentioned in that email about this song, and I'm like, I think it's really funny that Keller wrote a song about how bad of a fisherman he is.
Yeah.
And she didn't reply to that. She replied about Duck, but I'm sure she giggled when she heard that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go live again, and we're going to listen to Imaginary.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my favorite.
I see patterns in the trees. I see the faces in the ground. I see the writings in the streets. I hear the voices in the sound. Seeping through the speakers, but the stereo ain't on. I can feel the colors of this imaginary song. Imaginary song.
Ready. So for that one, I think I'd prefer it without the twang. I mean, we've heard this one. I've heard it live a couple times, and I really enjoy the song. I really think it's good. I think that this isn't my favorite version of it, but it's pretty solid. I like that it has that noise, that bong noise. I don't know what makes that noise, but I love it. When I hear that in a song, I perk up instantly. So, alrighty, Amy, what do you think?
I love this song. I love it. I love it. Love it.
Well, that's easy.
I mean, I could go on, but I do have to say that when I'm singing the song, he's in a lower octave than I like for him to be singing, because it's hard for me to sing in that octave. It's lower than normal. I don't know. maybe it's just the way I sing and the way I like to like sing stuff, but I feel like, you know, imaginary song, like it's just, it's lower than I normally like to be singing along with, which is interesting. Yeah. I do love the words. Like, I remember back in the 90s when I was seeing the Dead, we used to always hear about watch out for like super soakers, you know, like anyone who's seen the Dead know what I'm talking about, know what Keller is talking about getting dosed at shows and stuff. But it's cool that, you know, he talks about the camp out music festivals and how there's something to behold and, you know, and like these stories passed down. And it's never happened that I know of to like anyone that I know, but it's funny that you hear these stories from way back when, and he talks about it. Like, I remember hearing them. It's so cool. It's a cool song. I like the way he did the two part chorus as well. Like, he sings in two octaves. If you listen carefully, it's him singing both of them. That was kind of cool too, that I noticed.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, he's just freaking amazing. He's a genius.
All righty, Dexter, what about you?
Honestly, I know you've been giving a lot of slack to the twang tonight, but I'm really excited to see that coming back. I don't know if you remember, Keller used to have a setup where he had an ironing board with a guitar on it that he used to play slide guitar on, that I haven't seen him in his setup for a long time. And I think it would be really cool to see that come back, because then there's like old school songs that he doesn't really play anymore that have that slide guitar in it that he could start playing again. And, you know, not just that, but this song, it feels like an anthem, you know, especially for like the Merry Pranksters, like what Amy was talking about, the Deadhead community, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, it's a really fun song. And I look forward to hearing it at camp out festivals.
Yeah, it'll be a big hit for that, sure. Alrighty, Johnny, how about you?
Same, for sure. That's definitely like a definite hit on the album, and it's definitely full of life, and it's a definite sing-along, and I think a lot of people that do go to festivals could definitely relate to the lyrics in that song, for sure, and messages that it does bring. That's all I got.
Alrighty, Matt and Terry?
Did we lose them?
Uh-oh.
He's there. He just unmuted.
Okay. Is there anybody out there?
Yeah, I was gonna say, maybe we can try message him on Discord directly or something. Or
you're going to have a lot of editing to do on this, Go-Go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's going to take a while.
How's that? Oh, there we go.
Oh, wait.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, I could hear you guys, and I was pushing buttons, and nothing was happening, so I just left for a second, came back in.
Oh,
yeah.
Good thinking.
Anyway, that last song, sorry about the delay there.
That's okay.
That last song, definitely a festival favorite. It reminds me of I Am Elvis a little bit with goofy lyrics. I dig it a lot. I can see me in the back dancing my ass off to that one too. And another great Keel song for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Alrighty, we're gonna move on to Bubbles.
Bubbles. Go Bubbles.
Bubbles she could produce like an underground superhero. Her powers were to seduce. She came from Tijuana, but she was underpaid, so she tunneled to San Diego.
Hey.
With her aunt and six cousins, she stayed in three.
I'm mildly concerned about what she's doing with the bubbles. Like, is she blowing them out of her vagina? Is that what we're taking away from this here?
I think that's the gist of it.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know if that was me being too disgusting or if I was just slow on the uptake. I didn't know. I really like this jam, but it bothers me because I spend so much time thinking about a woman blowing vagina bubbles. Like, I just think about a woman on her back holding up a giant bubble wand to her cooter. And I'm like, that's not what I want to be picturing while I'm listening to Keller Williams. It's my only complaint about the song. Mildly distracted.
No, I don't know. Dex has some good thoughts. I don't really have any thoughts about this besides that it's very interesting. I wonder. I really don't have any words other than it's just interesting the fact that he's singing about this.
Yeah, I wonder where he got the inspiration for the song. I would love to hear that story.
Let's listen to what Dexter thinks because that might be it. I don't know.
All right, Dex, what you got?
Well, that's the thing. This whole song just inspires curiosity in me. And at first, I was thinking that maybe he was singing about Anna Nicole Smith, but I don't think she was from Tijuana. So, and then the way he ends it off, he said she's living in Tijuana. So it's somebody that's still alive. So I'm a little hesitant to do my research, but I'm pretty positive this girl was once a penthouse pet because he does say that she did a stint for Larry Flint. So I don't know. I want to know who he's singing about, but I don't personally want to do the research.
Me neither. I'm spending way too much thinking about a bubble bubble blowing cooter. I've said it too many times already today. All right, Johnny, what do you think?
That song was definitely interesting and very bizarre in a way, too. I think if Keller didn't witness this firsthand, I think somebody probably did. And that's where he's getting the inspiration from. And who knows, he might explain down the road who that's about or why he wrote it, too.
I would love that. I really hope that that's what happens because I really want to know.
Yeah, I think that could be like, that could definitely be part of like a hidden, you know, message he can do on like his web page or something like that. I could see him writing about, you know, it's like one of those comical songs like Porta Potty Line or something, you know, that, you know, a song like that definitely came true, but you don't know who it's about, you know. It's definitely silly.
Yeah, definitely.
I can tell he definitely had fun doing this album.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. All righty, Matt and Terry, what about you guys? Or you?
Yeah, there's lots of questions, you know, to be answered on this song. I absolutely love the beat, though. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, a kind of a two to the right, one to the left kind of dance thing going in my brain.
Yeah,
and it's exactly about the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And it's kind of got a little Latino vibe or Greek or something. I don't know. Right. It's got some really cool undertones to it.
Yeah,
and
it's got flair to it.
Yeah, musically, I think this one is my favorite. Lyrically, it would be Warranty, but I really like it, and I hope he that's something he can definitely play. You know, solo. So we hope to hear some bubbles, and Dex might be the vagina blowing bubble thing. Well, congratulations, girls. Those things are amazing. You know, I wish I had a couple myself. But anyway, I picked up a totally different disgusting thing about it. And I thought when he mentioned, I think Bubbles is the name of the dancer, right? Kind of is where we're going or no?
Was it?
Or I don't know, but I picked up something about the, because the Tijuana thing is known for, known for, the other thing Tijuana is known for. where they get a donkey involved, and yeah, so as long as I didn't mean to, you know, make everybody gag a little bit there, but I don't know, I gotta listen to that a few more times and see what
are we really having this conversation.
Yeah, oh, I know, this is fantastic. We're all family.
I
nothing
did
we can't be talking about in front of mom and dad at the dinner table.
I did wonder why she started out in Tijuana. I thought Tijuana is not a good place for a hero of a story to start out. It's like Tijuana is known for some bad stuff. So that I did kind of pick up on that. Like, ooh.
Yeah, definitely something's going on, you know.
Yeah,
down below the belt.
Tijuana is not a
maybe she's just a fucking famous whore down there or something. Who knows?
Who knows? All right, guys, you ready for Hedges?
That's a thought. Hedges. Oh, yes. I am always ready for Hedges.
Woot, woot. Damn, that song always goes too fast for me. Oh, I love that song. I think it is a work of art. You can hear the reverence in that song, like the respect he has for Michael Hedges. Like, I can picture him with that serious look on his face when he's playing this. Like, you feel the respect and the dedication and the love in this song. And oh, I just think it's a work of art. I think it's perfection.
Yeah, it's pretty Keller-ish, and I keep feeling like I've heard this song live. I know I have, actually, and I'm trying to figure out where, because I remember seeing a set list that said Hedges on it, and I remember going, what's that? Like, I don't know what that is, and I keep thinking it's Duck. I can't go back and listen to it unless I, you know, go on to, like, I don't know, wherever Locke had put all those Duck shows, but somebody... I checked all my set lists. None of them say Hedges, so I know it wasn't a set list I got, but I'm pretty sure...
I got the other one. Well, one of them.
I'm pretty sure he has played... I remember seeing it. I don't know where. I don't know where. Maybe it was Charleston or... But the more I listen to it, the more familiar it is. I really like it. I think it's going to be one of his opening songs, and I think that's when I did hear it. It was an opening song where he came out and just started playing. I like that one a lot as well. It's just, I get lost into it, you know. It's listening to, like, his beats, like when he hits the guitar with his hand.
Right?
And like, just, you can almost see him playing it the way he does that. He just lets it go and, like, I don't know. It's so cool. I really like
Dexter,
it.
How about
I like
you?
It a lot. Yep.
I feel like it was an awesome tribute to one of his biggest inspirations. Keller was a big fan of Michael Hedges, and that is a very Michael Hedges style. But like Amy said, it was very Keller at the same time.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
it was a nice amalgamation.
Yeah, it's an amazing tribute, and I like to think that the notes are each like words to a letter from Keller to Michael. You know.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. All right, Johnny, how about you?
I definitely agree with what you guys are saying about that for sure. It's definitely out there when it comes to instrumental and the tribute aspect of it all. It's definitely has a wave of chords and melodies that are like lyrics in a way that, and I can definitely see him opening up with that also, or maybe doing that in a bridge second set timing for sure.
Oh yeah. Yep, definitely. Alrighty, Matt and Terry, what do you think?
Well, first of all, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's a good start. Yeah, it's definitely a cool song. I like my lyrics, but this one it obviously doesn't need them for reasons. And I can picture him. Definitely for sure opening, you know, or walking out. That's one thing that got me the first few times I saw him. I was like, where the hell is this guy? You know. I can hear, you know, the you could tell when the house music stopped, and then there was something going on before that, and then it's still going on, but I don't see anybody. So I could see him, you know, kind of, you know, coming out of the woodwork again on this one. And that's, you know, that, and yeah, you can see him coming in, you know, with just a serious look, and but still slapping this, you know. Ugh. Hitting the strings instead of plucking them, just banging them.
Yeah.
Very,
getting into it.
Yeah. You can tell he really put a lot into this one.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Last but not least, we've got Secret of the Ages.
Ready.
Through the mouth is the secret of the elders. It's the sin that it shows in the stew of doubt. It is us, the elders. Shelter.
I know for this song. Every time I hear it, I struggle to like keep along with the lyrics. This is the other one that I struggle with that we talked about that earlier. So I don't quite get the gist of what the story is here, but I try to picture him playing this live. And I don't think he's going to play this live very much, but I think if he does and this becomes part of his routine, I think it might become like mantra, how he makes the audience, you know, chant along. I can imagine him like telling the you know, like, okay, come on, take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, like instructing the audience to do that. That's the one thought that I had every time I hear this song. I'm like, maybe he's telling me to do that, or I could see him telling me. And I always do it too. I always breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth when he says it. What about you, Amy?
You know, it's funny, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. I like the beat to this song a lot. Yes. And I get really focused on that. This is the one song that I don't really want to sing along with. I just want to listen to the music. You know, there's certain songs that I hear that I'm like, oh God, this is amazing. But I don't really focus a lot on the lyrics, which is weird because I always do that. So I think there's something about this song. I'm just like, when I hear the first time he sings that and he says, you know, and through the nose, not through the mouth, I think that's what I tell people who are in pain at the hospital. So I know, just breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. Everything's going to be okay. You know? So I kind of lose it after that, but I really like
it. It's nice. It's almost hypnotizing in a way.
Yes. Yes, exactly. It hypnotizes me.
Yes. All right, Dexter, how about you? You get hypnotized?
As a matter of fact, yes. I feel like we've heard this before. I feel like it was something that he started playing, and then before he started singing the lyrics, we heard support for Keller's Cellar has been brought to you by. And then I just get lost in that whole magic of the cellar listening to this song. Because, you know, he would get in those little trance grooves and start saying everybody's name. And it brings back that memories of the cellar. And, you know, just, I don't know. It's a very comforting song.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Johnny Chick, how about you?
I find that song to be very touching for sure. He's definitely... Oh, one for sure. Like I would imagine Keller definitely is
doing yoga or Reiki or something like that for sure, if he's writing songs about pretty much breath work and things like that. Because that's my that's my take on it for sure. And it's almost like the song Mantra, it's almost the similar aspect of that song into this song for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. All righty, Matt and Terry, how about you?
There we are. I like that one. Dex hit it right on the head as far as memories of the cellar. I can see him, you know, laying that down bit by bit, and somehow or another, the piano is right there with the rest of his stuff. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I really like it. I always thought it was in through the mouth and out through the nose, though. At least that's what I do to keep myself from puking.
Oh, that's important.
I still end up puking, so maybe I've been doing it wrong all these years. I really love the idea of being able to hear this one live, and definitely one he can do solo. And I dig it.
Alrighty, guys. So that's the end of the songs here, and I'm about to turn into a pumpkin.
I just want to mention that my roommate just said that whoever just left has a good laugh, and that was you, Gopal. So.
I have a maniacal laugh. I thought we could just do one more round of final closing thoughts on the album as a whole, and then like say your thoughts and then say goodnight, and we can just part ways. Alrighty, so I think overall the album is a little twangier than I would care for, but I think when you see the cover art, it's like, well, yeah, you kind of expect it to be twangy. But I think it's got some really great Keller jams and definitely songs that I'm going to be listening on repeat. All right, Amy, how about you?
I absolutely love this album. It's one of my favorites he's had in a very long time. So it's awesome. I've been listening to it twice a day, every day since it came out. I love it. And you know, it's 35 minutes, but it takes me 40 minutes to get to work. So it is perfect. Ooh, I've listened to it over and over and over, and I love singing to it. It makes me happy. I love it.
I think it was an amazing album. It's great follow-up to what we all just went through with the pandemic and everything. A lot of good songs to look forward to seeing at live shows once again. And Keller can do no wrong.
Amen to that.
Right on.
All right, Johnny, how about you?
I think the album was put together really nicely. He definitely was working with a lot of instruments and artists he might not have worked with before. So it was definitely an experience for him too, I believe. And it was definitely choreographed nicely by him and Lou and whoever else took part in mixing it. I think if he did take a little more time though, it would have got a lot more polished, like we were all mentioning about some of the lyrics we couldn't really understand and how some of the volumes were higher pitched than others. But that's my only complaint. I mean, you know, no album's going to be perfect, but I definitely give it a plus for sure. It's definitely growing on me each day.
Nice. Right on. Nice. All right, Matt and Terry, how about you?
It's one of those that I love it now, but the more I hear it, I love it. Every time I hear it, I love it a little more and more and more, because I can hear more of it. Mm-hmm. And pick up a little bit more. You know, you can't hear every lyric, but I need to be able to concentrate a little bit harder and try to pick up some of the stuff out of context. Mm-hmm. And go from there. But yeah, I can't wait to be hearing some of this stuff live for sure. Nice.
All righty, guys. Thanks for bearing with me on this and putting.
Thank you for putting this together, Gogo.
So certainly.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah, it was neat. You should do this for every album.
I will definitely do that. Alrighty, guys.
No, I mean old albums.
Oh, yeah, go backwards.
That's an idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm down for that.
I mean, because it's been really neat to hear everybody's, you know, takes on different songs, and I hope the podcasters, you know, some of the other regulars, I'm irregular, you know, as far as on Discord, but I hope they hear this and they're like, oh shit, we got to get in on the next one. And yeah, I think we you know, somebody pick an album by random and let's do this again, guys. It was a blast.
I think that's a great idea. We'll definitely have to plan for that. Hopefully my coordination skills can improve for the next one. Thank you.
You did good.
Perfect.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. You have a good night. Love you guys.
Love you all.
Thanks, love y'all.
Love you all. Good night, everybody.
Peace. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. So I hope you listened to the album and I hope you enjoyed the chat. For today's random Keller Jam, I'm going to pull a song from the album and I think you guys all know which song I'm going to pick. So without further ado, here is Hedges. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go smoke some pot and unpack some boxes. Peace, love, and K-Dub.